Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, White Coat Syndrome, The Comprehensive Guide Understanding and Managing Anxiety in Medical Settings by Viruti Shivan is a practical psychology guide focused on anxiety that appears, specifically in healthcare environments. The book addresses the fear, nervousness, and physiological tension many people experience before or during doctor visits, examinations, blood pressure checks, diagnostic procedures, or other clinical encounters. Rather than treating medical anxiety as a minor inconvenience, it frames white coat syndrome as a meaningful barrier to effective care, accurate health measurement, and patient confidence. Its purpose is to help readers understand why medical settings can become emotionally charged and how psychological awareness can reduce avoidant behavior. Based on its public description, the book combines accessible explanation with actionable coping strategies, making it closer to a self-help and psychoeducation guide than a technical clinical manual. Its value lies in narrowing attention to a specific form of anxiety that is common but often underaddressed in general anxiety literature. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, white coat syndrome is a specific form of medical setting anxiety. A central concern of the book is the recognition that anxiety in medical environments is not simply ordinary nervousness. White coat syndrome often emerges when the clinical setting itself becomes associated with threat, judgment, loss of control, or anticipated bad news. This makes the condition more specific than general worry, because the anxiety is tied to identifiable cues such as examination rooms, medical instruments, waiting areas, professional uniforms, or blood pressure measurement. The book is positioned around helping readers name this pattern, which is important because unnamed anxiety is often misread as irrational resistance or lack of cooperation. By defining the problem clearly, the guide gives readers a framework for understanding why their body may react strongly, even when they consciously know a medical visit is necessary. This distinction also matters practically. If anxiety raises blood pressure or causes avoidance of appointments, the consequences can affect diagnosis, monitoring, and preventive care. And the book, therefore, treats white coat syndrome as both a psychological experience and a healthcare participation issue. Secondly, the role of anticipatory fear before appointments and procedures. The book emphasizes anxiety connected with doctor visits, which means the problem often begins before the patient enters the clinic. Anticipatory fear can develop during appointment scheduling, travel to the medical office, or even when thinking about possible test results. This pre-visit anxiety is important because it can intensify bodily sensations such as racing heart, shallow breathing, stomach discomfort, or muscle tension. Those sensations may then be interpreted as evidence that something is wrong, creating a reinforcing cycle. In the context of white coat syndrome, the fear is not limited to pain or procedures. It may include uncertainty, embarrassment, prior negative experiences, or concern that a routine checkup will reveal serious illness. The guide's focus on understanding psychological hurdles suggests that it encourages readers to examine the sequence of triggers, thoughts, sensations, and avoidance patterns. This is useful because managing the appointment itself is only part of the task. Reducing pre-appointment escalation can make the actual medical encounter more manageable and less distorted by panic. Thirdly, actionable coping methods for reducing anxiety during clinical encounters. Public descriptions of the book highlight actionable strategies and psychological insights, indicating that it is intended to be applied rather than merely read for background knowledge. In the context of white coat syndrome, practical coping methods are most valuable when they interrupt the anxiety response at several points. A reader may need techniques for calming physiological arousal, redirecting catastrophic thoughts, and remaining present during interaction with healthcare staff. The book's accessible self-help orientation suggests attention to tools that can be used before and during appointments, such as preparation routines, controlled breathing, grounding, reframing, and gradual exposure to feared medical situations. The concrete value of such methods is that they convert a vague fear into a set of manageable steps. This matters because people who feel overwhelmed in clinical environments often lose access to clear thinking just when they need to describe symptoms, ask questions, or absorb instructions. A strategy-based guide can help readers approach appointments with more stability, which may improve both emotional comfort and the quality of communication. Fourthly, patient confidence as a factor in better healthcare participation. The book's stated aim of helping readers face medical appointments with confidence and calmness points to a broader implication anxiety management supports better participation in healthcare. White coat syndrome can make patients postpone checkups, underreport symptoms, rush conversations, or leave without understanding the next steps. Confidence in this context does not mean ignoring medical risk or forcing artificial positivity. It means having enough emotional steadiness to remain engaged with the process. A patient who can tolerate the discomfort of a clinical visit is more likely to ask clarifying questions, follow through with recommended monitoring, and distinguish fear from medical facts. This is one of the book's more practical contributions because it connects psychological self-regulation with everyday health behavior. Many anxiety guides discuss internal distress, while this book is positioned around a setting where distress directly affects medical decision-making and measurement. By treating confidence as a functional skill, the guide gives readers a reason to practice coping techniques beyond immediate relief. Lastly, a focused guide rather than a substitute for professional care, an important way to read the book is as a focused psychoeducational resource, not as a replacement for medical or mental health treatment. White coat syndrome can overlap with health anxiety, panic symptoms, medical trauma, needle fear, or generalized anxiety, and some readers may need professional support if avoidance is severe or if fear prevents necessary care. The book appears to fill a gap by concentrating on a common but narrow problem, which is useful because many general anxiety books do not address the distinctive pressures of clinical settings. At the same time, its strength depends on appropriate expectations. It can help readers understand their reactions, prepare for appointments, and apply coping strategies. But it should not be used to self-diagnose medical conditions or dismiss abnormal health readings. This boundary is especially relevant when anxiety affects blood pressure or other measurements. The most responsible use of the guide is complementary readers can use it to become calmer and more communicative while still relying on qualified professionals for diagnosis, treatment, and interpretation of medical results. In conclusion, White Coat Syndrome, the comprehensive guide is best suited for readers who feel unusually anxious in medical settings, including those who dread blood pressure checks, postpone appointments, become tense around clinicians, or struggle to think clearly during consultations. It may also be useful for caregivers, wellness educators, and healthcare adjacent professionals who want a clearer understanding of how clinical environments can trigger fear. Its practical benefit is the translation of medical setting anxiety into recognizable patterns and manageable responses. Intellectually, it encourages readers to see white coat syndrome as a structured interaction between environment, expectation, body response, and health behavior rather than a simple weakness or overreaction. The book stands out in its category because it narrows the broad field of anxiety self-help to a specific and consequential situation the doctor visit. Many books on anxiety provide general coping advice, while this one is positioned around the distinctive emotional pressures of healthcare encounters and the way anxiety can interfere with accurate measurement, communication, and follow through. Its realistic value is not that it replaces therapy or medical judgment, but that it gives readers a focused vocabulary and practical preparation framework for appointments. For people whose anxiety is tied specifically to clinical spaces, that focus makes the guide more directly relevant than broader self-help texts. If you would like to support Varuti Shivan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.